Okay, so we're going to start rolling into the different energy types. I'm really excited to start sharing about this. But before I start getting into it, if you are new to the podcast, if this is the first episode you clicked on for the series, I'm going to highly recommend going back and listening to the other three episodes. You could do it now, or you could, you know, after you listen to this episode, if you so wanted to. But I highly encourage it, because in those episodes, I break down more of like what human design is, how the energies all kind of collectively work together. And I also break down the body graph and a little bit more of the lingo, so that as I'm kind of breaking things down, if there's things that I'm like in lingo wise, you're like, wait, I don't know what that means. I break that down a little bit in the episode before this. And I did this just to try to make things as streamlined as and simple as possible, especially for me as I'm teaching this to you guys. So I don't have to just continually trying to repeat myself. Or worry like, wait, did I say that? Did I not? At least know, like, there's one episode that has it all. Okay. Now, as we go into this episode, it's obviously labeled generators. So we're going to be talking about generators in this episode. If you are a manifesting generator, you are going to want to listen to the entirety of this episode, because you are a hybrid between a generator and a manifestor. And so a lot of the information I'm going to be giving in this episode is going to also relate to you. Now, I will have a separate episode for the manifesting generators to kind of give the differences and things that are geared more towards you. But instead of me, again, having to repeat a lot of the same information or worry like, did I say that? Did I not say that? I'm just going to throw it all here, and then I'm just going to make sure that the generators and Manny Gens listen to this whole episode in its entirety. So let's go ahead and dive in. So generators, that is your energy type, and you are considered an energy type. So like I broke down before, you have your energy types and your non-energy types. So you are an energy type. You are creating your own sacral life force energy. It's like you're a generator, right? You're generating your own energy. It's like an engine. If you picture that kind of like your own little engine in your body, and it's actually coming through your gut or your sacral is what you're going to hear it. And so from that space, you're going to feel your life force energy, and you're going to, and that's how you're going to work with your energy, is literally a lot of it is coming through your gut. Now, you guys make up 70% of the world, and actually, you know, I'm trying to find specific percentages, and I don't really know what is the most accurate, but from what I'm seeing, a common consensus is that generators are basically like half that. So what is that, like 35-ish% of the generators and Manny Gens are actually a generator. Now, for you guys, really, when you start learning about generators, you're going to hear sometimes a lot of verbiage, or depending on like the books that you pick up, a lot of times it's saying things like, you guys are here to be the builders, you're the doers, the creators. And that is definitely true. You are here to do the things, but that doesn't mean that you're supposed to do all of the things. Okay. So the thing for generators is that they have to really remember is that they're really here to follow the things that light them up, that light up that sacral energy, that really get that engine going, that really generates that energy inside of them. That's like, ooh, I want to go do that. I want to create that. I want to build that. I want to, you know, execute that thing. And then that's what really gets your engine going. That's what really gets the life force energy building. And so through doing the things that you love and following those things, that is how you're creating this life force energy that's pouring out of you. And so when a generator, or even a manifesting generator, when you guys are really in your process, you're really doing something you love, or you're creating something you love, you are becoming very magnetic. Your aura just literally starts pumping out this, you know, beautiful life force energy, and it feeds back out into us, into the collective. And it's very magnetic. It's very like sparkly. It feels really good to be around. And in all fairness, like, you really can tell when you're around a generator who's really in their life's purpose. They're really doing what they love. They're really, you know, in their gifting. It's magnetic and you feel it. You can, it's like a palpable feeling when you're around them versus a generator who is not living in their truth, not living in alignment. They're doing things they don't want to be doing. They're probably taking on way too many things and they're very burnt the fuck out. And you can really feel there is an energetic difference with them. And as a projector, I can tell you, I can definitely feel a very clear difference when I'm working with a generator or a manifesting generator who's really clicked in and one that's really been like clicked out. So your guys' strategy here in this world as a generator or a manifesting generator is here to respond. And what that actually means is that as things come into your auric field, you respond to them. And it's very simple. A yes, a no. Do you want this? Do you not want this? And that's how you're responding to those things. Do I actually want to create this thing? Do I actually want to do this thing? Do I actually want to go to this place? Do I actually want to, you know, be in this career? Do I actually want to be in this relationship? Do I, whatever it is, right? That when things come into your space and things start moving into your space and your auric field, you are responding to these things with your sacred yes and your sacred no. And how you know this is through your gut responses. You are very in this like sensation in your gut and your physical body. And that's usually where it's coming through. It's through your gut. And it's going to feel like an uh-huh or an uh-uh. And that is your yes and your no. And what's very interesting is that generators and Manny Gens, you guys are very like, sometimes you're very like grunty in your like responses, or you'll actually feel your whole body even starts to respond in this way. So like, for example, like instead of actually saying a yes or a no, that's why, you know, it's said like, because sometimes it's like, you know, like you have like these grunty responses, or you'll even like your body, like if something's kind of like pulling you in and you want to say like a yes to it, or it's exciting you, or it's lighting you up, like you'll physically feel like your whole body is getting pulled towards it. And you'll actually, sometimes you'll see generators like leaning in to the conversation, and you'll see them physically be making like head nods, or they're and they're kind of like in it, right? And when it's not, they'll physically feel their body sometimes constrict and start to pull away and be like and like physically move their body out of that space. So you want to be aware of this as a generator, as a Manny Gen, is start feeling into what your body is doing and how it is responding to the environments and to the questions that are coming your way. And I think it's very important for you and for others that are around generators and Manny Gens to know that they are very much living in a space where they want these yes and no's, because it makes it easier for them to respond to. When they are giving like very open-ended questions, it doesn't mean you can't ever have an open-ended question or people can't ask you this. It just makes it a little bit sometimes, especially if they haven't gotten really around their clarity around like if this is something they're wanting to do, it can almost cause more confusion in their auric field. And they're kind of like, I don't know, right? And an I don't know really for you as generators and Manny Gens is really just, it's just not a right now, or like you need more information, or you need to be, there's other things at play that you, so that you can respond better to the thing that's coming in. And so that's kind of just that indication of like, I don't really have enough information, or it might not be right now, or, you know, I need to kind of like check back in later. And again, this can also be equated into like your actual authority. So for generators and Manny Gens, like if you're not like a pure sacral authority, and again, we're going to get into authority. So we're going to break that down. So you're going to want to then listen to authority next. And that's going to be the section I will do next after energy types. You're going to want to learn like, am I a sacral authority or an emotional authority? Because that's going to also add in another layer when you're working with this gut response that you guys just naturally are working with as you are responding to things when they come into your auric field. Now, the other layer here is your not self and your signature, right? So your not self is frustration. And this is that signal, right? When you start to feel frustrated in something and things aren't maybe feeling like they're going their way or whatever the case may be, and you're feeling this like, and frustration, you could, you know, describe this in a lot of different ways. Like sometimes with my husband, it's more like an agitated state. He's in Mani-Gen. So I feel like that is a little bit of the combination with his generator and his manifestor state. Is there's more of this agitation, but at the core, there is this a frustration because things are not moving. And so interestingly enough, like when I'm working with generators and Mani-Gens, I will sometimes, those are the verbiage. I'm like, I can tell you're feeling frustrated. Are you feeling frustrated? And they're like, yes. I'm like, hello, then here we are. This is the indicator, right? That something in our space right now, something, maybe it was a decision we made or a space that we're in or something that we're doing, we're not really supposed to be doing. This is not really what we're supposed to be, you know, focusing our time on, whatever the case may be, right? So we have to recognize the frustration when it comes in so that we can move into the space that we're supposed to be in, which is our signature. So your generators and your Mani-Gens, you guys are working towards a feeling of satisfaction and feeling satisfied. And I feel like you guys know what this feeling feels like. It's like when you've hit the pillow at the end of the day and you're just kind of like, ah, you're just feeling so like, it's almost just like this feeling of satisfaction that literally billows over you of just feeling like you maybe you did the things or you crushed the things or you feel like complete in some way or you're on this path and you just, this feeling of satisfaction, this is when we know, right, that you are in it, that you have been following the strategy, you're following your energy type, you're following all these other little things, your authority, all the stuff, and it's that indication, right? So when you're feeling satisfied, feel you're like, yes, this is good. If you're feeling frustrated, okay, I need to kind of assess some things and figure out like, why am I feeling so frustrated? And here's the thing, like, this is when we start looking at kind of like the shadow of being a generator. Like, I'm going to share this first, and then I want to go into like your gifting, just so that we can kind of clear this out, because it's important, especially for you guys. When I start getting into the gifting as a generator and a Mani-Gen, this is where you guys are just kind of like, no, like, no, like, it can't be that simple. It can't be that easy. And that's because in the shadow of being a generator and a Mani-Gen, what you guys typically tend to do is you turn into these overdoers. You take on way too much. You don't really know how to say no, or you become people pleasers, or you just are like, I can't ask for help, or I don't feel like I have anybody to ask for help, or even if I did, nobody's going to help me, or nobody's going to do it as good as me, so I'm just going to get it done myself. Or nobody's going to get it done as fast as me, so I'm just going to get it done. Or it would take too long to explain it, I'm just going to do it, right? I know I can do it, I'm just going to do it. And this is kind of the pattern that they tend to get into, is they're overdoing, overbuilding, overdoing, or they're in spaces of doing things that they really don't want to be doing, but maybe they do it so well. And then people are telling them like, look at you, you're so fucking good at that. And then they just keep thinking like, oh, then I guess this is what I have to do. Or maybe they've attached a company or a business or a role or a title in what they're doing. And maybe they're making a lot of money. And then they think like, well, I can't do it any other way. I have to keep doing it because this is what, you know, this is what's bringing in the cheddar for me, right? Or you have people that societally we're told, go, you know, graduate high school, go to college, go get the 9 to 5, work that 9 to 5 to build the retirement plan. Then you, you know, retire after you've literally done all this stuff and you just do, right? And so generators and Mani-Gens, like, this is kind of the problem for you guys, is that because you guys are so good at executing things and doing the things and being the doers and the creators and the builders of these things, and the world does run on a lot of this generator energy. So things are very like, when you start looking at marketing, like how products are marketed and how systems are marketed and how the systems and structures of which we've been operating in terms of just like school and everything else, it's designed very much to almost keep generators and Manny Gens in the shadow side of themselves, continue to keep feeding the system of doing and building, but they're doing it in ways that they don't want to, but they don't believe that they can break away from that. So they just continue to keep doing it. And then this is where you have all these generators that are pouring their energy into things because they do. You guys have all this life force energy that you create. You're, you know, the little engine that could every single day. And like a manifesting generator is like the little engine that could on crack, because you guys are like doubling down on that energy because of how your energy works. And you guys are just going to freaking go, 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 go. And you're going to keep going and you're going to keep doing and you're going to burn the fuck out, but then you're going to keep going and then you're going to burn yourself out more. And then you're going to keep going because you don't think you can take a break. You don't think you can stop, because if you stop, then like, this is the cycle. Okay. And this is where I find like a lot of generators and Manny Gens will come into my space and we start working together. Because they have not figured out a way to be able to be operating in their system in a way that actually fulfills them and to makes them feel good and to feel satisfied. And they're overly frustrated. And then this is where like the somatic work comes in and the nervous system regulation work comes in, because now they've been operating for so long in this dysregulated state and they don't know how to connect back into themselves. They don't know how to listen to their gut anymore. They don't know how to do these things because this is, again, they've just been living in the shadow end of their energy. And for many of you guys who've been doing it, you've been hitting and crushing goals. There are a lot of generators out there and Manny Gens that you guys are crushing goals. And on the outward sense, you look successful as fuck. Your businesses look fucking rad. Right. And this is sometimes where I sit there and I say, like, here's the disservice of social media, is that here you've got these generators, these Manny Gens, and they're doing fucking crushing life, but you don't see on the back end how fucking stressed out, anxiety ridden, depressed, unhappy, not living joyfully, feeling burnt the fuck out, but they're chained now to this idea or this system that they think they have to continue operating out of. Okay. And like, this is where I love coming in and being able to show them, like, you don't need to do this. You don't need to live this way. That doesn't have to be this way, right? And for generators too, for you guys specifically, you're very much here on this path to have, like, it's not like you're only doing one thing, but you are on a path that feels very, there's like a line that kind of like connects all of the things that you do. There's kind of like this anchor point of what you're doing and how you're creating. There's usually like an internal theme to it all. And that's really what you're here to do, to be on this, not a singular path. It's just a very strong path that you feel very anchored to. And you get to refine this path over time. So it might mean that you're shifting a career or shifting a path, but within that path, there is a similarity. There is that anchor point that kind of threads it all together. And that's really what generators are here to do. Now, here's the beautiful part. This is the part where when I tell generators and manifesting generators this, they kind of sit there and look at me like, nah, dude, it can't be that simple. There's no way. It's not that easy. There's other things I have to do. No, 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 no. So first of all, generators, Manny Gens, you guys have a really fucking epic energy, and you guys have a really epic way of which you are exchanging energy with the world. And then you have a really epic way that the universe, God, source, however you want to connect in, is supporting you. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not supported as a projector, or neither are manifestors or reflectors. There's just different ways that we're operating, and there's different ways that we are tapping into these things. But for generators and Manny Gens, you guys have something that's so fucking badass that you guys just don't even realize how fucking cool it is. And once you do and you lock into it, I'm like, dude, it's going to shift your whole fucking world. Okay. And so I had this broken down to me once in training, and I was like, whoa, this is so cool. So I love sharing this example with every generator and Manny Gen that I know. So if you could visualize that, like, down the road in your neighborhood, wherever it was, it's not far from you, you have what's called a store of life. And the store of life is literally everywhere. So everywhere you go, there are store of lives everywhere. All the energy types can go into the store of life and interact within the store of life. This store of life is literally like the creme de la creme, the everything you could ever fucking imagine. It's like Amazon on crack. It's like the Target of all Targets. It's like whatever you envision, whatever is your space that you feel like, oh my God, they have everything. This is store of life. When you go in there, everything you could ever possibly imagine for you is in this store. Now, here's the really fucking cool thing. When you're a generator and you're a Manny Gen, that you receive when you go into the store of life, that, like, I don't really get it the same way that you do. Again, I work differently with the store of life. It's still my cool way, but I'm going to be real. Like, I think this is the one part that I might be a little envious, that I'm like, oh man, I wish I had it this way. But I'm like, I'm going to work with my own energy, and that's fine. You step into the store and you get like your own personal shopper who comes up to you, and you can think of this personal shopper like source, universe, God, your healing team, your angels, who, whatever you want to deem this, but, or you can just roll with, I get my own personal shopper. When I go into the store of life, I get into a store of life. Here comes your personal shopper. The personal shopper is going to ask you, what do you want? Right? What are you wanting out of life? What are you, you know, what kind of career, what kind of relationships, what kind of income, like what kind of all the things, what do you want to experience? What kind of vacations do you want to go on? Like, what kind of house do you want to live in? What's the car you want to drive? What kind of clothes do you want? What's the food you want to eat? Like, how do you want to physically feel every day? Like, literally, it's like asking you, give me a list of your dream life, of whatever you want. And then you sit here, you sip this champagne, you know, because I always envision, like, I literally think of this moment of, like, in Pretty Woman, right? When she goes in with, like, Richard Gere, and she's getting, like, just everyone is just, like, pouring all over her, and she's getting, like, champagne, and she's getting literally all the things, like, brought to her. Like, this is literally the experience, okay? You're going to sit there like Julia Roberts, and they're just snapping their fingers, and they're like, okay, here we go. We're going to bring everything in, right? And what does Julia Roberts do? She just sits there, and she just gets to respond to the things that are coming in. Yes, I like that. No, I don't like that. Ooh, yeah. This is what generators and Manny Gens, this is literally what it looks like to be working with your energy. You are sitting there. You are just recognizing that I'm here to respond to the things that come into my space. I'm going to put out the things that I actually want. I'm going to let my personal shopper know, these are the things I'm wanting in my life. And then they're going to come, and they're going to bring, and you're going to respond back with your authority, with your gut, with your uh-huhs, your uh-uhs, and you're going to just say, like, no, yes. It is that simple. I know it doesn't sound that simple, because guess what? This is ends up what happening is that you guys, usually what happens is, like, in the beginning, maybe some things are coming in that you need to say no to, right? Things that really weren't maybe what you were wanting, but you do one of these, you're like, I mean, okay, I guess I'll take that. It's not what you wanted, but you said yes to it. And then the universe is like, personal shopper is like, well, I thought she said, okay, I mean, I'm going to keep bringing her things. And then they'll bring more things that maybe are the things that you actually wanted. But then you're like, oh, I don't know if I could do that. I don't think I could actually build that business. I don't think I could actually, like, do that thing. I don't actually know if I could, you know, invest in that thing. I don't know if I could, whatever it is, right? Now you said no. And then the universe is like doubly, you know, mind fucked. Like, wait, she just said yes to this. Now she just said no to this. I don't really know. Now I'm confused. So now the universe is bringing things and just trying to fucking figure out what the fuck you do want, right? And because you're not saying yes and you're not saying no in the things that you actually do or want or setting boundaries or whatever it is, now it's just becoming more of a clusterfuck, right? So these things are coming up. Now what typically tends to happen is now your generator and your Manny Gen miss, I know how to do things. I'm a doer. I'm a builder. Now you're like, fuck, I am not getting what I want. I'm getting the fuck up and I'm going to go walk around the store and I'm going to go find my things. Now you're going and you're trying to do and initiate in these things that maybe are not for you. Maybe you're starting to do things you shouldn't really fucking be doing. You're all the way across over on the other side of the store doing some other thing that really is not for you. And universe is trying to track you the fuck down. Like, where did she go? Or bringing you things and you're still like, no, 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 I don't have time for that. No, I could never do that. No, I'm already over here now. I'm already on this other side of the store and you're telling me I have to go all the way the hell over there to receive it? Yeah, no, that looks like really far. Or I don't even know how to make it over there. Like, are you even sure I can get over there? Like, this is what's happening, okay, for the generator and the Mani-Gen. And this is where, again, typically a generator or Mani-Gen comes into my life. Hi, I'm the projector. Usually I'm in the store of life watching all of you guys Miranda around. And I'm like, okay, this is where I'm going to step in and be like, here I am. Help, support is in this area. And then I'm not chasing you down. The help support sign is there. I'm usually walking around with help, support, whenever you need, just ask, right? And then that's when a generator comes over and they're like, help. And I'm like, hi, how can I help you? Right? Like, clearly we're a little confused and we don't know what's going on. And you have a pile of stuff now that I can tell, like, this is not what you ordered. This is not what you want, right? And so it's very comical. It's very funny, but I find like this is just a fun way, an example to explain it that makes light of it, that makes it more fun, because that too, you guys, you generators and your Mani-Gen, sometimes what you need more joy. You need more laughter. You need to have a little bit more fun. Sometimes you guys are just, you're taking things so seriously and you're not creating space to have the fun, to do the things that you love, because you're telling yourself that you can't do the things you love. And then with that, with all of that, when it comes now down to the, like, the end of the day, when you're supposed to be getting your rest and recharging this battery, because you've been running around and doing all the things that you don't really necessarily really want to do, you guys are hitting the end of the day. And this is where many of you are numbing out, checking out, mindlessly scrolling your phones, binge watching literally all the things. Maybe this is where you're finding like, I need that extra glass of wine to unwind. I'm needing that extra thing to help me check out, because for generators and Mani-Gens, you need to be using this life force energy and responding to the things that you actually want to respond to and doing the thing that you actually want to do during the day. It doesn't mean that you have to be doing it all day long, but if there's not anything in the day that is like fulfilling you in some way and lighting you up, you're going to get to the end of the day and you're going to just be burnt the fuck out, frustrated, not happy, feeling literally all of these things that you don't want to be feeling. And then your sleep is getting all whacked out. Because for generators and Mani-Gens, it's like you need to be able to kind of like disperse your energy because you have all this energy inside of you and you need to be able to disperse it. And you need to be able to disperse it in ways that feel freaking good. And how I've been breaking this all down, like that's how that happens, is when you're actually doing the things that light you up, make you feel good. And it creates this, again, this magnetic energy that's going to fill the store of life, that's going to feel fucking amazing. And then when that happens, guess what? You're able to then go relax a little bit more, have these things come into your auric field, are the things that you're actually wanting. And then all of a sudden you're kind of like, wow, like things are kind of falling to space. I'm feeling more satisfied. Everything's kind of moving more along in alignment. Now, here's to say, it doesn't mean that you're not getting up and you're not doing and you're not crushing and you're not going after goals. You are, right? It's just actually learning how to trust, though, that when you're actually saying yes to the things that you want to say yes to, saying no to the things that you don't need to, putting in the boundaries, right? Like being able to like listen to the frustration, all this stuff, like how deeply it's going to support you and support your life and your energy and your sleep and your stress levels and literally your relationships, your career, like everything starts to shift for you. Everything starts to feel like it is at more ease and you are feeling more satisfaction in your life and in your day and in different areas of your life that you weren't before. So I hope that this was super helpful and supportive for you. I hope that this helps make way more sense of what it means to be a generator and to also be a Manny Gen. Now, if you have questions, by all means, please reach out, message me. If you're somebody who wants to dive in even deeper into your chart and start actually understanding, okay, how do I work with this a little bit more? Like, this was really cool and this was really informative, but I feel like I'm in my store of life and I'm like, fuck, help. Hi, I am your friendly neighborhood projector. Like, I'm the store of life projector. Like, please reach out and let me know. And I'm more than happy to support and find ways that I can better help you. Again, if you're a manifesting generator, please listen to the manifesting generator portion of that episode, because that's definitely gonna, you know, kind of click in even more to your energy. And then, yeah, if this was supportive, if you know other generators and manifesting generators in your life, if you're somebody who came on and listened to this and you're not a generator or a manifesting generator, you know, send this out to your generator Manny Gens and see what they say and see if this resonates with them and get those conversations going. And when you're having the conversations with them, be good about asking them the yes and no's. Don't go into these big long-winded stories, because sometimes, like, generators and Manny Gens, you guys want things bite-sized. You're like, I don't maybe need the whole story. Especially my Manny Gens. And we're going to talk about that in the Manny Gen episode, because you guys really are like, get to the point. Give me a yes or a no. Like, what's the point of this story, right? So anyways, I love you generators. I love you Manny Gens. You guys have such a beautiful gift to give in this world. And you really do make the world go round with that sacral energy. And all I ever could want is for you guys to tap more into your magnetic, unique gifting, because you guys, you're powerful and you're potent. And I truly believe right now, especially, like, this is what's going to shift so much in the world, because hi, you guys make up 70% of the energy, and we need you guys lit the fuck up and doing the things that you want to be doing in this world. And nothing is funner for me as a projector than seeing or supporting a generator or a Manny Gen into stepping in more to what lights them up. So I love you guys. I look forward to sharing with you more of the other energy types on the next few episodes.